listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Eater. The RACQ isn't buying claims that servos in our region have jacked up their prices for the school holidays. A litre of unleaded will still set you back $1.93 in Mackay and around $1.87 in the Whitsundays. Spokesperson Dr. Ian Jeffries says it's high because of global factors, not greed.
So look, we are seeing exceptionally high wholesale prices, and that's been pushed up by international factors. But then when we look at our retail prices compared to the wholesale prices, they are relatively fair.
Queensland is bucking the trend when it comes to how the state's sole traders are faring. The latest Henry Sole Trader Pulse has found the self-employed in the Sunshine State are feeling more positive about their financial security compared to those further south. Managing Director Karen Anand says the gap's even wider when it comes to how they're feeling about the past 3 months.
The Henry data tells us that New South Wales, from a financial performance perspective, is tracking 17% behind Queensland. And it's quite a large number when you think about the scheme of things, given that there really shouldn't be such big performance differences across two neighbouring states.
And Mackay's North Wall Beach could have a brand new look by this time next year as public consultation opens on a redesign. North Queensland Bulk Ports Corporation plans to upgrade the recreation area on Edmund Casey Drive with a new car park, footpaths and gardens. NQBP says the project's budget and complexities mean any erosion management, boating or disability access to the beach and playgrounds aren't included in the current plan. In sport, it's a battle for North Queensland bragging rights in the QRL this weekend as the Cutters men head north to face Townsville Blackhawks. Our side is looking to keep its momentum going tomorrow, undefeated and sitting in second place on the ladder.